This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joe Linda is coming up. We'll talk about Tucker Carlson before I hand the baton to him next segment. Right now, we're taking your calls. Phoenix in Wisconsin, thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, am I coming in clear?
You are, loud and clear.
All right. For people like you and I, Alex, who are experienced rabbit holers, all of this is a shake-and-bake combo attack that the hidden hand has done many times in history. I see this shooting and the shootings and attacks as a multidimensional population control MKUltra mind control linked up with AI and supercomputers in tandem with CIA operation Midnight Climax using drugs, sex, money, and nudging to turn people into killers. Those patsies most often don't even know they're under mind control because the programming positions them that they can't even ponder the fighting of the MKUltra programming because they don't even know it's there. Going deeper, these patsies spawn super killers, nudge the greater population in tandem with AI and supercomputers to push the masses to give up their freedoms and accept and concede to greater government control, higher taxes, and eventually breeding programs between hostile, non-compatible migrant caravans with domestic women, whilst also feminizing and demoralizing the domestic male population, turning them all into slaves in their own country. Eventually, it's like that song lyric, you know, the world is a vampire. The country and the population is sucked dry and erased from the history books via control of the media and the history books. Y'all can expect to get, I think, much, much worse, where I think they're going to start going after entire elementary schools if we don't rise like the Phoenix. You know, at least we forget that Project Paperclip, all those Nazis that came here were mostly PSYOP Nazi psychologists who convinced the entire German population to commit the atrocities we all saw in World War II.
And kill themselves in the process. Amazing points. Thank you so much for the call. Incredible callers. Let's talk to Lauren in North Carolina. Husband's a doctor, forced out due to vaccine refusal. Go ahead.
Taking off what? Oh, hello? Can you hear me?
Welcome, Lauren. Go ahead.
Hi. You're on speaker with my husband and I. We're in the car picking up our daughter. My husband is Dr. Mark Barrett. He's a pediatrician in North Carolina. And we're Roman Catholic, so we have, first of all, did not accept the shot because of the association with abortion. And then, secondly, well, Mark, do you want to say the rest, or do you want to, we gave it all up. He left his practice because he was giving full informed consent, meaning he was telling the patients the risk, and he would not recommend the shot. So he left, and we started two new practices, and we're just doing it to save the kids, and we owe a lot of it to you.
I want to thank you, because the answer is, while we still have somewhat of a free market left, professionals starting their own thing and getting out of the system, that's beautiful.
Well, thank you. We're doing it. We're walking out on faith. We have no income right now, but he started FreePediatrics.com, and he also started a practice here in North called Hickory Pediatric Wellness, and the charity serves Texas, North Carolina, and Florida. He's trying to get more licenses, but
well, the answer is an exodus into good doctors and facilities in our part of this charity, because you're totally vindicated. I mean, you guys have been proven right. Look at how they admit this has been a disaster.
It has been, and we just, there comes a time, I told Mark, I said, you know, you cannot buy the clean conscience, and so we gave up his livelihood, and we're just trusting, and we just ask for your prayers and for the prayers of the audience that we can make it. And Mark, do you want to meet Alex?
That'd be cool. I have relatives in Texas, so.
Yeah, well, come see us. Give us your number. Maybe we're going to put you on hold, give the call a person. We don't really screen calls. We get your calls. Have the person answer the calls, get your number, and we'll get you on as a guest. Thank you so much. All right, I promise to finish up with calls. So, Penguin and Andrew, you're the final callers. and then Gerald Celente is going to take over. But I want to ask Gerald Celente, we'll skip the next network break, if he has the time back, about RFK Jr. This guy's hitting on all cylinders. That's who I actually support president now. We'll be right back.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. Back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente, the great friend forecast, a great friend of mine from Kingston, New York, is about to take over. I didn't get to this. I said I would. I'm going to hit it. I told you 2 weeks ago what really happened with Tucker Carlson. I wasn't allowed to tell the whole story. But the Axios scoop is dead on, baby. I don't know why I'm told stuff they can't tell you, but I kind of hinted at it. I actually got griped a little bit. But the point is this is dead on. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But real quick, Penguin and Andrew finishing up. Penguin is in Pennsylvania. Andrew's in New York. Go ahead, Penguin.
Yes, hello, sir. I just wanted to date myself just real quick. I'm a Navy veteran, and Ronald Reagan was my commander-in-chief. My question, I have a couple questions for you real quick. I think the next bio attack is going to eliminate cash. And that's going to play into the whole CBDC, whatever you call it. What do you think that's going to...
You're not thinking that. It's true. They're pre-programming. Cash is dirty. They're already trying to get rid of it everywhere. I think you're absolutely on target.
I mean, what's my question? What do you think that's going to do with crime, number one?
It's going to make it explode because I know so many hardworking people that have degrees who have like two or three jobs, and one of the jobs is cash only. They couldn't even live a lower middle class lifestyle without the cash. And so that was a debt. And he just hired 87,000, Biden did, IRS agents to target blue collar workers. I mean, there's not a nastier thing you can do because blue collar workers only pay 7% of the taxes. So why would you target the lowest group paying taxes unless you wanted to ruin them?
Right. Well, look at the underground economy, and let's just take drugs, okay? Illegal drugs. It's all cash. What are those people going to do? And number two, I mean, do you think this might be a way that they're going to legalize everything? Because once you eliminate cash, you eliminate privacy.
And it's all meant to overturn society. I think you're asking me a question. I think you've said the answer.
I guess I wanted confirmation from you.
Yeah, brother, you're dead on. And Gerald Celente is an expert on that. I'm sure he'll talk about the central bank digital currencies and the rest of it. Great points. Anything else?
I just want to thank you for waking me up about 10 years ago when the whole Fukushima thing was going down. And I thank Obama because I was laid off and I had time to find you. Thank you so much.
Brother, I appreciate you holding. We love you. I could talk to all these callers 30 minutes, but it's so frustrating. To get to the next caller, we got to hang up on the last person. Andrew, and then we'll go to Gerald Celente. Andrew in New York. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This is your sister, Andrea, from New York.
I'm sorry. You know, my eyes, I need to wear my glasses. Andrea, I apologize. Hey, you're transgender
that
now.
That is okay, my brother. That is it's okay, my brother. This is your sister, Andrea. Biologically a woman, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just call it today, Alex, because you know what, Alex? I'm always telling my family, Alex, that if we look at the movies that they have in the last 10, maybe 15 years been producing, they tell us everything for the movies. And the movies tell you what they've done, what they're doing or what they're getting ready to do. And if we're not living, I never saw the movie The Purge, but I read the whole synopsis. If we're not living right now in The Purge, I don't know. Instead of one night of government sanction, it's one term of government sanction. Murder.
I totally agree. They are bringing in lawlessness and the collapse of society, Clark and Piven. It's called predictive programming. They're 100% doing it because they know if our subconscious mind is programmed to some horrible thing, we tend to go along with it because we've already been prepared for it.
And we like to think that it's entertainment, but it is not entertainment. My mother always said, but they don't get it tainted. It entered you and it tainted you.
What you just said is so astute. You're smarter than I. Exactly. We sit there eating popcorn, watching horrible things, and our brain sees it as a joke. So when the real thing happens, we're not threatened by it. You just, bingo, you just nailed it. Give me some more knowledge, Andrea.
And Alex, it cracks me up because, you know, the whole 15-minute city is the credit scores is all leading up to one thing. We all know that. Depopulation control, we know it. Antichrist system, we know that. We understand all of that. But when you think about the movie Escape from New York and Escape from Los Angeles, I mean, it is so programmed with the 15-minute cities. You won't be able to escape and go any places, which is why they want our gas cars, which is why they want this. And what, I don't know if you ever saw this movie called End Time with Justin Timberlake. It cracked me up when they began a war on our CO2, saying we emit too much CO2. So we already know you want to kill us. So now you don't want us breathing. But in that movie was crazy, Alex, because in the movie, it's like, okay, you're born, and it's like it gives you 21 years worth of free air. And after that, you can only have extra air if you can afford it. Now, I don't know if you remember when China was selling fresh air because they smogged up all of
their, yes,
you know, their residents, and they were selling
them. Spaceballs. In Spaceballs, they're selling canned air. You're beautiful. Amazing points, Andrea. Sorry I got your name wrong. Thank you from New York. Speaking of New York, Gerald Slinton is about to take over, and I'm going to introduce him here in a moment. But first, I'll talk more about this tomorrow. It's bigger than Tucker Carlson. It's bigger than Alex Jones or Gil Salente. Tucker was number one, reaching way more than they said he was. He was fully awake. I'm friends with him. Believe me, I know. And they canned him 2 weeks ago. Well, a little bird told me what was going to happen. Tucker's going to set up his own network. Elon Musk is coming around saying he wants to help. Fox is going to try to block his contract. They were already mad at Tucker on a host of issues. He thought he was about to be fired. He already knew. That's all come out. Axios actually got the scoop. I kind of foreshadowed it. I was told all this, but wasn't allowed to tell you until it happened. But scoop, Tucker Carlson ready to torch Fox News. Tucker Carlson's lawyer urges Fox News to permit Carlson to get a new job because his contract isn't up until January 2025, a year and a half plus from now. So that's a big deal, but this is a very accurate story. I can tell you it is dead on. Meanwhile, I'm with Tucker. NFL legend Brett Favre calls for Fox News boycott. They lost more than half their audience, showing freedom is popular. If we can stop censorship, we will win together. Now, speaking of escape from New York, let's roll it. Gerald Celente has escaped from New York to Kingston, the birthplace of the Republic, and he's fighting harder than ever. And he's going to cover it all. I want to ask you about RFK Jr. coming out saying the carbon tax is a fraud, saying we got to control the border, saying the New World Order killed his father and his uncle, and saying that he's going to restore the Republic. I got to say he's the best candidate right now. So, the great Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster in the next 46 minutes, at Gerald Celente on Twitter. Trends Journal takes over right now. The great Gerald Celente.
Thank you, Alex. Very kind of you. You know, you go back to InfoWars, and I think it was December 19th, I said that the top candidate for president would be RFK Jr. It's right there. The video's there, and I was on with Alex. We did our top trends for 2023 back in January. And what did I say? RFK. RFK. RFK, as things are going now, can be the next president of the United States. And as Alex knows, in the Trends Journal back in May of 2016, when all the polls showed that Trump wasn't going to win, we said he was going to win. RFK is not a long shot. he's got a great shot. And when you look at his numbers, when he announced, they were 14%. Now they're up to 20%. That's really high. So you look at the numbers, again, only by the numbers. The new poll that came out, Biden's approval rating stands at 36%, down from 42%. And then you look at the people. Biden's approval rating among a slew of groups that supported him by wide margins in 2020, he stands at 26% approval among Americans under between the ages of 30, under the age of 30. This is important because it was the young people that went out to vote, like it or not, agree or disagree with the issue because of Roe versus Wade. And that's why the Republicans didn't do so great. So the young people don't like Trump. And they're going to go for RFK Jr. We're going to be going on to this. We're not going to...
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yep. That's where we're at. A freak show of the First Order. And that's why they're going to try to hit Kennedy with the anti-vax stuff. It's over. It's over. It ain't going to work. So to me, if I would be able to bet, if they get any of those betting things online, I would bet for RFK Jr. Because this is the cat that's going to win. And you look at the stuff that he says. Kennedy shares opinion on key U.S. mistakes with Russia. Quote, we should have listened to Putin over many years. We made a commitment to Russia, to Gorbachev, that we would not move NATO one inch east. Yep. Oh, and then he talks about what happened in Kyiv in 2014, essentially a coup d'etat, supported by the U.S. recalling the phone call which Victoria Nuland was, quote, handpicking a new cabinet hostile to Mexico, hostile to Moscow. He said if Mexico did that and then started killing, and he goes on, the Russians killed 14,000 people in Donbass, Ukrainian government, if Mexico did that to expatriate Americans, we'd invade the second. Yeah. Kennedy must be reading the Trends Journal. This is from 2014. Article written by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Reagan. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech to the National Press Club, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland boasted, oh, that Victoria Nuland, yeah, boasted that the United States invested $5 billion in NGOs, non-governmental organizations, you ready, to teach democracy to Ukraine. He is on the exact same page in so many ways. RFK Jr., Bill Gates, and World Economic Forum are using climate change to control population. Yep. Yep. Climate issues and pollution issues are being exploited by, you know, the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and all these big, you know, mega billionaires, Kennedy told Iverson, Kim Iverson. So the people that don't like it for climate change, you can't agree with everybody on everything. We're human beings. But you have to look at the bigger issues. Presidential candidate vows to unwind U.S. empire. Quote, is Kennedy, we will bring the troops home. We will stop racking up unpayable debt to fight one war after another. The military will return to its proper role defending our country. Those are almost word for word the mandates of our Occupy Peace movement, OccupyPeace.com. Bring home the troops. From those what? 800-something military bases in over 70, almost 80 countries. Secure the homeland. Says it right here. The military returned to its proper role defending our country. And we say put the troops to work to rebuild our third world infrastructure. And You want to send my money to a foreign country for war or anything else? Let the people vote. It's my money. You're a public servant. Actually, you're political pieces of crap. I'm Chucky Schumer. I'm Lindsey Graham. I'm Mitch McConnell. I'm Dianne Nigel Feinstein. Let the people, it's our money. So Kennedy said, quote, I'm in a better position to run against Donald Trump than any of the Democrats because I can hold him accountable for the worst thing that he did, which was the lockdowns. Again, love Trump, hate Trump, not the issue, only the facts. And it was Friday the 13th in March 2020 when he announced the state of emergency. Black Friday. Ooh, shouldn't say Black Friday. Black ball. Yeah. Misinformation. Let's really be stupid about everything. Because that's where America is today. To show you the stupidity and arrogance, when he announced, this is what the New York Times wrote when Kennedy announced. Announcing his long shot bid to challenge President Biden. Long shot bid? Hey, clowns. Ain't a long shot bid, but they go on. Mr. Kennedy, a California resident, traveled to Boston, wants the Citadel as his family's power, to declare that he would challenge President Biden for the Democratic nomination in a long shot bid for the White House. So speaking of stupidity, it's the American media. Little moronic boys and girls in charge. As I said, I used to be on with Tucker Carlson years ago. You know, again, it's not whether you like Tucker Carlson to me or dislike him. I think he does a great job. The bigger issue is, this is big news. This is big news. Why? One person is outside the club. Yep. One person out of 99.9999999% is not repeating the same crap spewing out of the prostitutes' mouths, and it's big news. Again, like him or dislike him. The fact is, one person outside the club, and they attack you, like they attack Alex Jones, like they attack me. So, that's why you support InfoWars. Because one guy gets thrown out, giving him high ratings, and he's gone. They don't want freedom. They don't want life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness. The COVID wars, the damage is incalculable. It sucked the joy out of life. It's destroying lives and livelihoods around the world. So support InfoWars because they're doing everything they can to support you. And put your money where your mouth is, and your heart is, and your mind is. And stop being so cheap. Buy what you need for yourself and for InfoWars. So we're going to take a break. We'll talk a lot more about the economy. Much more.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Look, what you're getting on Alex Jones, InfoWars, you're not getting anywhere else. The variety of what they have, the people they have on like myself and others. And, you know, what's it costing you? So, again, put your money where your heart and your mind and your soul are. Support InfoWars because... get this straight, we're in the fight for our lives. And that's no joke. Because, you know, one of my sayings is, when all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the Great Depression, World War II? What followed the dot-com bust? The war on terror. And we are in... the most critical socioeconomic and geopolitical times in my lifetime. And I'm 76 years old. This is critical. And if we don't unite, we're finished. Done. Done. But remember, it does not take a majority to prevail. but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adam. So we're that irate, tireless minority, and we have to unite. So, and going on about, as I was talking before about RFK Jr., the people are tired of both Trump and Biden. And again, a poll, two-thirds of Americans want nothing to do with either. Again, you go to InfoWars because you're getting what you're not getting anywhere else. And here's one of the things you got on, it was in December, when I said RFK Jr. for president. And then the other one is when I'm on with Alex Jones. So the facts are right here. So let's see them. You got those videos? For president of the United States. RFK Jr. Put on the ticket RFK Jr. for president and Judge Andrew Napolitano for vice president. And I'm saying the Libertarian Party because they have ballots in all of the states, and it's very hard.
The only other party in all 50 states.
Right. And so to put all these two people on the on a new
the only could way inject, they could inject the anti-war, pro-peace, anti-nuclear war, anti-Armageddon ideas into the debates. They can force their way in and put that on the referendum in the next election or even sooner. They can hit the campaign trail now.
What do you think?
Here we go.
Would that be a winning ticket?
I think it's an absolutely genius move, and I think they should do it now to stop nuclear war. And they would not be ignored. It would galvanize people. We could get huge anti-war demonstrations going again, and I think it would unify the left and right, and it's something we need to do right now.
Look at that. Right? Yeah, Alex, both of us saying it right there. Big anti-war rallies. And we're having one up here in Kingston, New York, on the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, starting at 1 p.m. on May 27th, Memorial Day weekend, a celebration of our founding fathers. So see what you can do to get here. And you go to Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com for more information. All right. Now I want to talk more about what's going on in the economy. This is very serious. The banking crisis has just begun. What they're barely talking about in any of the media, it just comes out from time to time, is the office building bust. And this thing's busting big. The office occupancy rate in the United States is 49.6%, according to Castle Systems. That's with a K. Your office vacancy rates means that the offices are empty. It's not like they rented and people going back and forth. They're vacant. In L.A., 30%. A third? In San Francisco, almost 30%. And these are not convertible into housing, so don't listen to the little prostitutes, because according to the data, buildings built within the last 50 years are non-convertible to apartments. Look at these ugly things of steel and glass. You look at the old buildings, they had small rooms with these things called windows, yeah, that used to go up and down. These things are just one big space and built, you know, totally different. So when you look at the data on this, it's really, really going to hit hard. They're coming out in Canada. They're worried about it as well. Canadian bank earnings at risk from office real estate exposure. Isn't that nice language? Office real estate exposure. You're exposing yourself. Don't use the word exposure. Commercial real estate loans represent the second largest lending exposure of Canada's sixth largest banks. So this is global. According to Goldman Sachs, commercial real estate loans in the banking system on the balance sheets, U.S. regional banks with between $10 billion and $20 billion in assets have 25% of the loans. And banks with less than $180 billion in assets hold around 70%. So that means they don't have a lot of backdrop there when they start defaulting on the loans. This is so big. And again, it doesn't make the news. The prostitutes don't talk about it. They have other things to do, but they have a story here. You ready? The toilet paper record, the New York Times, Sunday. You know what it's on? Page 827. Buried. Available for lease in Manhattan. A record 94 million square feet of office space. Yep. There you got it. According to Colliers, the group said that the total square footage of office space in Manhattan for lease is roughly 94 million. It's a record. The vacancy rate, 17.4%. Again, I said it's 30% in LA and almost 30% in San Francisco. And it's getting toward 20% in New York. And now, by the way, those little politicians, you know, those little jerks that never work a day in their life, those slimy little slime balls, they need tax dollars. And guess what? Commercial buildings pay a lot in taxes that they're not going to be paying. No, this thing's big. The implications are broad, wide, and deep. What are going to be the implications? You're going to start seeing foreclosures and bank failures. Just begun. The bank failures have just begun. So what do you do? Where do you put your money? I don't give financial advice, but I'll tell you what we see, where it's going. And the motto of the Trends Journal magazine is think for yourself. So we get back, you can think for yourself because we're going to have a lot to say.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on Alex Jones Show. Before I go into where we see markets going and what to invest in, I also want to keep encouraging you to do what you can to support InfoWars. And they're doing everything they can to support you, not only with the information that they're putting out, but with the products that they have. And they got a great line right now coming. It's 25% off. And it's that tri-iodine they got. And Survival Shield X3, which is back, both of them, 25% off. So they're doing everything they can, and they're giving you the next evolution in activated nascent iodine. And at a massive sale with Survival Shield X3. And again, there's a limited time that you can get X3 for 25% off. And all the information about it is there and why you need it. And again, you need it for not only for your health, but for the health of InfoWars. These people really, really, the staff works very, very hard, as Alex does, to give you the best that you can get. And so there's no better time now than to try the new and improved formulas of this Survival Shield X3, 25% off a 1 ounce bottle at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what tri-iodine can do for you, because they're doing everything they can to help you. So, you got it. And get it. So I was talking before about the economy and where it's going. You go to CNBC, the headline story, and matter of fact, they ran it on InfoWars about Warren Buffett's warnings. The most important thing Warren Buffett said Saturday, and the most important thing Warren Buffett said Saturday, and it isn't good news for the economy. So this is very simple. The higher interest rates go, the deeper the economy sinks. Because the bubble that was created was all fake money. Zero interest rate policy. I had a friend, and he wanted to buy buildings, a house in Las Vegas, back in March or January 2020. And I said, man, I wouldn't do it. This thing's going down big. I wouldn't buy it. I was 100% wrong. 100% wrong. Yep. They didn't teach me about zero interest rate policy. And the government dumping in countless trillions of PPE and other phony money to artificially boost up the economy as they fought the COVID war. Got it wrong. But what did they do? They built one of the biggest bubbles in modern history. All fake money. Not only here, in a country near you. Hey! I'm arrogant Gavin Newsom. Maybe I'll run for president. My daddy was a lawyer, worked for the Gettys. I'm a member of the club. Stay home. You stay home while I go out and party up at the French Laundry. It's like about $400 a plate. You little plantation worker of Slavelandia. We'll destroy your businesses. We'll destroy the hearts and soul of the people. We'll let the bigs get bigger as the billionaires got $27 trillion richer as we close down everything and flood the world with fake money. Why don't you shut up, Salenti? You don't know what you're talking about. I'm Jerome Powell. You're just Gerald Salenti. There's no inflation, it's only temporary. It's only transitory. Oh, and now we'll get screaming yelling in there. It's only transgendatory. Inflation didn't go up because of what you said, Salenti. It went up because the plantation workers of Slavelandia are making too much money. And the rich aren't getting rich enough. The Walmarts aren't getting fatter with dough. The hedge funds aren't hedging as much. Oh, and those investment capitalists. Oh. They created a bubble the likes of which you've never seen. So what does this mean? They're raising interest rates. The whole thing was artificially propped up in front of your eyes. I ever told you about the office building bust? Here she is. Miss Facciabrut. Miss Facciabruta. Miss Facciabruta. Look, how can you be so dumb to listen to you with that arrogant attitude you got, too? Arrogant? Don't you know who I am, Salenti? I'm a member of the club. Oh, yeah. The Bankster Gangsters. Yeah, here's that cover of the Trends Journal. Great cover done by the brilliant Anthony Frieda. Man with a heart of gold. There it is. Oh, what was her last job? Oh, you mean she was the head of the Federal Reserve? And now she's our Treasury Secretary? You get who's running the show. Oh, and the First Republic deal that they gave to J.P. Morgan Chase, and they got bigger? Yep. Ooh. Convicted of five felonies. Five felonies, J.P. Morgan Chase. Nobody goes to jail. So what does all this mean? The death of the dollar has begun. Just like you live so long and then you die. I said, I'm 76 years old. How many more years do I have? Yeah. like that. Anything could happen. Pancreatic cancer, you go, hit by a car, shot. It's the end of the dollar. The world has had enough of America's economic and financial hegemony. You see the numbers came out about how much the central banks are buying gold? Things like up in this quarter, like over 170-something percent compared to last year. They know how bad it is. That's them, the central banksters. They know how bad the deal is. You heard the head of the IMF come out. The international mafia. Oh, no, no. Be polite, Slinty. The International Monetary Fund. Yes. That was the matter with the mafia. You guys, you didn't speak right. You got to speak like they do, you know? You got to get the language out right. You throw stupid words in there that people could swallow. Yeah. The International Monetary Fund just came out. Warning. Things are going to go down. Raise interest rates so the plantation workers don't have to get paid more. So the bigs can get bigger. So to me, gold. Again, I don't give financial advice. Get your trends journal. It's $2.86 a week. Like I say, for a lousy cup of coffee somewhere, eating some junk. And you're getting what you're not getting anywhere else in the world. No magazine gives this in-depth trends analysis and trend forecasts of the socioeconomic and geopolitical events shaping the world. So go to trendsjournal.com. This is serious. And remember the rally and spread the word. Go to OccupyPeace.com. You know, this isn't about me. Just so everybody get this, I'm having a rally. It's not about me. It's about you and us. And it costs me a lot of money to put them on. So you're not helping me. You're helping yourself. And if you don't want to do anything, don't do anything. But you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for us. And we're giving you everything we can. So try to make it here. It's a great, it's the most historic four corners in America. And again, we're going to try to get RFK here live or on screen. We'll get him here one way or another. And we have other great speakers, Gary Null, John Whitehead, Frank Morano. So, love you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.